Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek.
And I'm Cody.
And we are here going to be listening to the 12th evicted house guest, Hannah, in a couple short moments. Again, if you don't know, we're not allowed to ask these questions directly for the integrity of the jury. So we submit these questions prior to their eviction or right after their eviction, I should say. They answer the questions. We're going to be reacting to them. Cody, before we jump into it, anything you want to add? Hannah, 12th evicted house guest. I'm sure there's a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, before we get into it, I do want to talk about something that was from our recap episode.
Okay.
So in our recap episode, Hannah came off and she said something referring to Julie about, I guess I wasn't worthy. And what I did in that situation, I looked into it and I saw what she said. And I allowed what I was reading on Twitter and the different stuff that was from the trolls on Twitter talking about the season and talking about different things that were going on. And to my own fault, I projected it onto Hannah, which I feel is absolutely unfair. It's unfair to her because it was an opinion. It was an opinion that I had. And after reflecting on it and seeing some of the stuff, I definitely shouldn't have been projecting it onto her and more so onto the people on Twitter that, again, I say it all the time, are the ones that are just really making this, like, they're demonizing people and using really harsh words towards people that aren't justified because they go to an extreme. And what I get frustrated with people on Twitter for doing, I feel like I did that to Hannah. And in my opinion, it's really unfair. And I'm man enough to say, if I mess up, I have no problem admitting it. And I feel like I definitely projected something onto Hannah that is totally unfair to her. And so I just wanted to say that before we get into it, because I don't want her coming out of the house or anything like that. And her thinking that I was kind of, you know, picking on her or saying anything towards her, because honestly, she has never shown anything like that to anybody in the house or to any of us on the outside of the house. So I just wanted to say that before we jumped into it. I messed up and this apology only goes to Hannah, nobody else, because I still don't agree with how people are demonizing people on social media, really with no justification. And so I'm sorry to Hannah. Her face is right here with us. And I overstepped a little bit. And so I'm man enough to know when I do that and, you know, kind of to give myself a slap on the wrist.
All right. Slap on the wrist for Cody. You know, listen, it is tough because when you get caught up on social media, they tend to divide us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because,
totally.
You know, for anyone who doesn't know, we are males. And so anytime we give props to other male contestants, we're the bros, we're misogynists.
Right.
And so it does, I think, because we're human, cause us to react to that and to maybe overreact to
yes.
it, right? And we're taking it out on people, like you said, that it has nothing to do with.
Right.
And I did see on Twitter after our thing went live that there was a conversation between, because everyone keeps saying, you guys clearly don't watch the feeds.
Yeah.
We don't. We don't watch the feeds.
How many times have we said that, D?
Yeah, I mean, a million times. We rarely watch the feeds. There's been times where I've hopped on right after an important HOH. There's nothing wrong with the feeds. I wish I could. We just don't have the time. So we put the disclaimer out there that, you know, we've even said the names, Taryn, Rob. I mean, there's a lot of podcasts out there that we love. I personally love those guys that I strongly recommend you go watch before us or just them and not us. I don't care. But they're the ones that are diving into the details as far as the feeds. We're looking at it at a very surface level. And that's really it. But when we, you know, when the post went up, when the video went out, there were people who had said that on the feeds, there was a conversation between Kylan and Hannah where basically he said, I feel like Xavier deserves to be in the final two. And I can see where she's coming from, where it's like, by you not selecting me, are you basically saying like, I don't deserve to be there? Because she sure as hell, if she got there, did deserve to be there. 100%. She played a pretty damn good game.
Yeah.
Not a very overt, you know, like she wasn't like running the house, but she definitely did what she needed to do to get to where she got. So, you know, I think it's warranted. I think that there was definitely some comments where people were offended by it, but we're not perfect. We're not robots. We're humans.
Yeah. And the thing is,
so it is what it is.
Yeah. The thing is we have, I still kind of stand behind. I don't love, and you just made a really great point. I don't love how it becomes very like divided on there because it's like you versus, and it's just like, no, this is, and there was somebody, and I want to give a shout out to the person that wrote this comment. It was a Julia C. I didn't want to dive into your last name. Julia C has been watching and wrote this very long comment, which there were some parts of your comment that I agreed with, some parts that I didn't fully agree with, but the way that you wrote up that comment was respectful, very well thought out, and you weren't demonizing anybody. You were understanding to a point. You had your difference of opinion based off of the facts of what you were watching. And I just want to say, Julia, if you're listening to this, I have a ton of respect for you. And there's nothing wrong with disagreeing with us. We say it all the time. And the way that you disagreed, I have a ton of respect for. And so I just want to say thank you for commenting in the way that you did. And so with that, we'll jump into it. The reason why we're doing this right now with Hannah is because it essentially revolved around Hannah. I said it after seeing Hannah's exit. And also another point, you'll see it in her interview here. I think it was less about, you know, male, female, which was, you know, an overstep on my opinion, and more about why am I not deserving and Derek F is.
Correct.
And
correct.
That's where I think it came from. Now, after, you know, people were like, hey, dude, this is this. And I was like, okay, you know what? And that's why I can appreciate the people that commented and kind of were like, hey, this is the information. And it allowed me to make a better educated, you know, comment on what was revolving around it. So no disrespect to Hannah in any type of way. And I apologize if it was taken by her. If she sees this when she gets out, she may not. If any of her people see this, that are, you know, any of her people, that her friends or family, it was definitely an overstep on my part with her. And you almost forget with Hannah, and I realize it in this interview, she is 21 years old and so fucking ahead of her time. Sorry for cursing. Yeah,
she's fucking smart.
Sorry for cursing, but she is so wildly intelligent for a 21-year-old. If I would have went in there as a 21-year-old, you would have seen a completely different person than what you see.
Dude, how old were you when you went in there? 23, 24?
23. And I was an idiot.
Not even an idiot, but you don't, like, yeah. To your, what you're saying, like, you were an immature kid. You're in there having fun, doing your thing. She doesn't speak like a 21-year-old.
To her credit. So here it is. Here's the intro when she finds out she's interviewing with the Winner's Circle with Derek and Cody.
Okay. Hi, Derek. Hi, Cody. It's kind of surreal that I get to do this. I am such a big fan of both of you. Both of you are legends and have left such a legacy in Big Brother US. So I'm hyped right now. I'm honored.
How much of an asshole do you feel like now after hearing that?
I know. Well, what I do want to say is that had nothing to do with
it.
I was saying it last night. I was like, yo, man, I think last night after it came out, I was like, because Christy was the first one. She was like, I think you were wrong. And I was like, well, why do you think I'm wrong? You don't even watch anything. She's like, well, I just don't feel that. I didn't feel that from her. And I was like, okay, well, let me find. And then I was seeing some of the stuff. And then I was reflecting on it a little bit. And I was like, Cody, you allowed outside stuff to affect something. And it's like, you tell people all the time not to do that. And so but that had nothing to do with it. You were the first one to call it out. You were like, hey man, I know you were saying it, but you're really going to feel like an idiot now. And I was like,
you've been saying it right along, and you know, this is an excuse. I don't believe in them, but
no,
we are reacting to the show immediately. Like the show ended at 10 o'clock. We were recording at 10:15.
Right.
So you're getting raw emotion there with really nothing. There's no time to digest and think about it. We're not putting it out a day or two later. So,
no.
Again, I think I appreciate what you said. And I saw the comment as well. And she did. She wrote it very eloquently, the way you're supposed to have a disagreement. So we won't take up any more time with it. I think you addressed it. And it's going to that apology will be good for most and still not good for some.
Exactly. It won't be
but
good.
But that wasn't meant for them.
So it is
what it is. Well, right into it. You know the first question, right? You're doing it.
Cue number one. It's the same for those of you that were watching. These are going to be out at the same time. Question number one is, dude, we literally just did it. It was
what expectations going in? No. Was that it? It was the what advice?
Yes. Okay. Now that you've played the game, what advice would you give to a future house guest about to play the game?
Okay. Well, the game that I played is very different from the game that I intended on playing. So I don't know if I have any advice, just because I was very, very, very committed to a group. And in most seasons, people can't do that. I guess the one thing I would say is be aggressive in your gameplay. Don't be afraid to get blood on your hands, which is something that I can't, you know, testify that I did, because I was a more passive game player. I kind of had to be. That was the niche that I had to fill within the cookout and in the house for the sake of the cookout. But don't be afraid to make moves. Don't be afraid to win comps. Give the fans what they want. Be aggressive.
I think that's a really good answer, in the sense of don't be afraid to get blood on your hands. But also what comes with that is, if you are going to get blood on your hands, don't expose your game. Don't be afraid to get blood on your hands. Don't be afraid to win a comp, win the HOH, put people on the block, but don't expose kind of what is happening behind the scenes. Because I think her point right there about what her role was in the cookout was exactly why we had her constantly moving up the hit list, and to the 1 week jumped Xavier and Tiffany to the number one spot, because we felt she was fully aware of her role. And then what happens is you win an HOH and you can expose your hand. And I genuinely feel like, you know, she exposed her hand in that double eviction to Xavier and Kyland, and allowed that little crack to hurt her and Tiffany, when I felt like they were both playing incredible games and she was playing a good behind the scenes game. And then you win that HOH, and that's where you can either have it be a blessing or a curse. And unfortunately, I think it really kind of exposed her a little bit, which is why it was like, no, Tiffany and Hannah got to go right away.
Yeah. The main thing I take away, if you're going to summarize it into one word, is adaptability. Mm-hmm. She said right into it, you know, you go in there, you have a plan. And this is, you know, for any future house guest, you can go in there with a plan, but you don't want to be a blunt force object. You want to be water, taken from my man, Bruce Lee, right? You want to be able to adapt and become whatever you need to be in that game to get further ahead. And she was faced with a mission of the cookout. So she adjusted her game to fit that strategy as far as getting the six to the end. And then once they got there, as the game progressed, you could see she was more aggressive near the end as far as her conversations and the deals that she was making. And as you said, she made an unfortunate misstep, in our opinion, as far as putting Kyland up. But up to that point, as she pointed out, she decided to play a very passive game because she felt like that's the role she needed to play. So the advice for all of you out there is, you can go in there with a general idea of how you want to play the game, but don't get stuck on that. Don't go in there and go, no matter what happens, I'm going to be a bull in the china shop. I'm doing what I came here and said I was going to do. Because if you do that, it may not fit the format of that season. Every season is different based on players. So yeah. Adaptability, that's my takeaway from that. And I think she said it very well.
Yeah. And I thought she was. She was.
Yeah.
You know,
she was so. Right on. Next question from her is going to be, or for her, I should say, is going to be, who do you think is in the best position in the house currently? And who would you like to see follow you out the door next?
I believe that X is in the best position in the house. I believe that he has something with the guys, Kyland and Big D, but then he also has a final three with Azza and Big D. So I don't think anyone is incentivized at this point to take X out. I think everyone wants to bring X to the end, which is foolish in my opinion, because X may very well be handed, you know, a $750,000 check. I'm not even talking about based on votes, but just based on how well-liked and respected he is amongst the jury members and amongst the people still left in the house. So X is in the best position. I would like to see Kyland or Big D follow me to jury house, just because Kyland has made some questionable moves in this game. And Big D, I don't think, is really here because he loves and respects the game, which is almost a slap in the face. So I would like to see either one of them follow me. And I think X is on a good track to make it to the end.
Finally, we got some real truth. Right?
Like, first time somebody gives us like the unfiltered, not politically correct answer. And it's real. It's like, hey, I want to see him come out because I don't want someone like that sitting in the final two, because, you know, she doesn't like his game. Hey, thank you for giving that answer, Hannah.
No, listen, I mean, again, takeaway, if Xavier's there, she's voting for Xavier.
Period.
She's another jury vote for Xavier. I mean, there's no doubt. What I found so little surprising is she is being a little, she's not a fan of Kyland. She has resentment towards him. And so if there was a world where it was Kyland and X, she's voting for X. But one of them are going out this week or next week. But she's not a fan of X. And again, we don't watch the feeds. Some of you may be able to attest to this more than we can, but she feels like Derek F is in the house for other reasons, whether it's his podcast or, you know, to gain social media followers. She's having conversations with these guys every single day. So she knows a lot more than you and I do. Some of you guys who watch the feeds might agree with her. You might disagree with her, but she is basically saying Derek F didn't come here because he loves Big Brother. He came here because he has, you know, aspirations to be famous. And I don't respect someone like that for using this show. She's a super fan. Mm-hmm. I don't respect that. And I am not voting for him, regardless of who he's sitting next to. That's basically what she said.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, I liked it. And I feel like, I don't know if you can recall, I certainly can't, but how many people that have gone into the jury house has said Xavier?
Oh, dude, almost all of them.
Right?
Almost
all
of them.
I know DX did. I know Claire did.
They've all said he's in the best position. I mean, somebody else might have said Hannah, maybe. I think I thought
somebody did say Hannah. Was that Brittany?
I don't remember. I don't remember. But as they're all comparing notes in there, it's going to be X. I mean, guys, we're not here to promote the show and make you tune in the finale. Mm-hmm. If Xavier's sitting there, he's winning this game.
Yeah.
And it's that simple.
Right. Because people are going to start comparing notes in the jury house. They're going to start talking about it. They're going to start
giving
their opinion. And X is going to be the consensus. And then essentially they're going to get to the finale night and have their questions ready. Right. Because we want the finale night. You know, we want it to seem like, oh, who's going to win? And a lot of the questions you will notice are going to be X. How did, like, kind of good questions for X. And then whoever's sitting next to him, like, what did you do questions, you know, like, how did you do it for X? And what did you do for whoever sitting next to him? And I mark my words, this is how it's going to be finale night for the questions. Do you agree or do you not agree?
I do. And I actually, it's a small part of me because we don't hate anybody in there. I actually like the entire cast, but I kind of want to see Xavier. I told you last episode, I really wanted to see the title fight against Kylan and Xavier. I don't really want to see it anymore because it's not as much of a title fight as I thought before watching Friday night's episode and just hearing the jury members. Kylan ain't beating Xavier. No. I like Kylan, but he's not beating him. And it might be a little closer. He might get a vote or two, but I don't even know if he would. I honestly don't. But I kind of, for the entertainment purposes, want to see Xavier next to Derek F and have Derek F get up there and go, guys, I controlled this whole game. I'm the pup.
Because they're gonna, feel
I
like
think they're gonna blow. I think they're gonna destroy him.
Yeah, yeah. Destroy him. If X is sitting next to DF, and it's very, it would be. In my opinion, we've talked about it already. I don't know if it was this one because we're doing this back to back to Tiffany's. It would be unanimous.
Agreed. 100%.
X is gonna win on a 9-0.
Wait, you don't throw him a sympathy vote?
No, not one.
That's been the theme all season.
No,
one sympathy vote.
No. Not for the winner. Not for the winner. Derek F is not getting a vote. It would be a 9-0 landslide.
So, but I want to hear the speech. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I want to hear the
speech. Well, there's also a lot of stuff, you know. I don't know if it's been getting back to some of the people. Like, Derek F talks like he's very, like, free with how he talks. It almost feels like I can get away with this. Like, I'm allowed to say this, but it is what it is. And he talks pretty nasty about, you know, when he's talking about different people in the house. And so if it gets back to them, they will literally be waiting to crucify him. It'll be like, you wanted to talk like that. I'm going to have an opportunity to crush you with my question. Remember 16?
Yeah, it was a little rough for you. I didn't say much. Everyone's like, Derek, you didn't say a lot in your questions because I was like, dude, they were just coming after this kid. And I was like, I don't have to say anything. It's my game to lose at this point.
Yeah, because
they were coming after you.
Once you heard my first question, it was almost like,
I knew.
I'm good.
I knew. Yeah, they hit me. They kind of hit below the belt on me too with the you use your family. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, you know, they
like,
also, the Jocasta hit you with the fake praying.
The fake question. Praying.
And I remember you, bro. You launched out of your seat for that.
Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about?
Not
about us. But I will say there was a lot of people tagging me and I never addressed it. I commented on Instagram, but like Derek F was like, my two favorite, they were doing their favorite players. Mm-hmm. And Derek F was like, one of my favorite players is Derek L because I'm playing a similar game to him. Yeah. And people murdered him in the comments. And they're like, Derek F, they were all tagging me, like, what do you think? And it's like, listen, I take it as a compliment. Because he thinks he's playing a great game and he thinks he played like me. Awesome. I'm not like pretentious enough to be like, how dare he, you know, compare himself to me. I don't give a shit. I don't get no money for it. So, you know, it's all good. It's all love. I'm rooting for a Derek F. Xavier final two now because I think that'll be funny for us to watch. And I do think Tiffany and all them are going to have their faces going, and they're going to.
Hannah's gonna lay into him. Those eye rolls from Hannah are gonna be coming in hot.
Yeah. All right. You got the next question, or do I? It's an Instagram question, right?
Yeah. And this is the last one. We only had three questions. It's okay. The same one because I really like the question. It was from Oh No, It's Fonzo saying, "What part? Hold on, let me make sure it's not muted. What part of your game did you find the hardest to keep up with, and which came the most natural?"
Okay, so the hardest part of my game was me lying about my personal occupation. I'm a second year master's student, but I told everyone that I was a college student studying fashion because I did just turn 21 prior to going on the show. When people would ask me questions about school and fashion, oftentimes I would draw a blank, and I knew that I actively had to downplay my intelligence, my memory, my ability to formulate arguments and articulate myself so that people would underestimate me. But there were some times where I would slip up and people would be like, "You're smart." And I'd be like, "No, I'm not." So that was difficult to manage. But then what came natural was being able to balance the game that I was expected to play outside of the cookout and then the game that I was playing for the cookout. I love using my brain. I love thinking. I love strategizing. So I loved being able to play a double agent. It was almost like Hannah Montana, best of both worlds.
Now, I love, first and foremost, the Hannah Montana reference, because there you go. Your boy's a big time Hannah Montana fan. Like, shout I was, out Miley. Yeah, big shout out to Miley. Wrecking Ball, how you doing? But the other part that to this answer, which is really great to her, Hannah's credit, was she knew the whole time. She was literally, it must have been eating her up that it's like, I have to dumb myself down. Like, it must be so difficult for somebody that is as intelligent as she is to be like, here we go. I guess play the, you know, I don't know. I'm not that smart. She's in her second year of a master's, or is finished 2 years of her master's at 21 years old. Like, I didn't finish college. I didn't finish my undergrad yet. Like,
yeah.
This girl is so wildly intelligent. She's like, oh, fashion. But it's like, I don't even, do you know exactly what she's going to school for? I don't know if we ever.
No, I was a little lost because she said my profession. I guess that would be considered your profession if you're going next.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I don't know what her master's, but regardless of what her master's is in, you can hear just by talking, like listening to her, how smart she is.
Right.
Not to be the Debbie Downer here, but I think they appreciate honesty. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason each and every one of these house guests are in the jury and not still in the game. And so for Hannah, for me, the story is very simple. I go back to my boy, Tom Brady, not the most talented, but he has the clutch gene. And I think Hannah is as smart, if not smarter, than every single person in that house. But when it came down to, you know, firing under pressure, take this last veto competition, for example, she had two shots to win it, where she was down and then she was tied again. Like, she was tied with them. She got one wrong. They got it right. And then she got super lucky in the sense that they both got it wrong and she got it right. I never thought that would happen. I thought once they were both, Kylan and Xavier were above her, she was done. Cause I'm like, even if one of them get it wrong, the other one's still going to have a point on her, but she was fortunate enough to tie it back up again and then got it wrong again in a competition that is tailored for her. So it doesn't take away from her intelligence, but I think if you were to say one chink in her armor, it would be her ability to perform under pressure. Because if not, she would have smoked them in those competitions. Because she, like I said, that's her wheelhouse. She just talked about how intelligent she was and having to dumb it down. The spots where you don't want to dumb it down and you want to let it show is in a veto competition that's going to decide your fate in the house.
Right.
That's when you want to show you. That's when you want to flex on them.
Right. And that's where you've said this multiple times. It's a combination of multiple things when you're playing Big Brother. You don't always have to win competitions, but if you're ever in a situation where you need to win a competition, you need to be able to do it, or else you could be in serious trouble. For us on our season, there was a couple. There was the one competition where, you know, the battle back happened. You know, for someone like Hannah, it was that veto. She needed to win that veto, and it could have really helped her, because she wins a veto, she comes down.
It's a different game, dude.
Kylan would have went up, and now it's Xavier and Kylan are on the block. And then who goes home there? Is it Kylan? Is it Xavier? Like, we don't know. It's a completely different path now.
And then she has a chance to win HOH, She could be sitting in the final two winning 750.
Exactly. And so,
yeah, I just think there was a couple things, and she's not the only one. And I truly believe that if she were to see this right now, she would agree. Mm-hmm. Like, she's going to see that veto competition and go, I choked on that one. Like, you got to win. Mm-hmm. That's my wheelhouse. It's not a physical comp where I'm competing against Xavier, who's a D2 athlete. It's not Kylan, who's built like a brick house. Mm-hmm. It's literally a competition where it's about memorization, right? And being able to think quickly. She's brilliant.
Yeah.
She said it herself. That's the only reason I even brought it up. Mm-hmm. Because she said, you know, I always had to dumb down how smart I was. And she's right. But the point where you don't want to, because again, there's a lot of people watching that are taking notes and learning how to play the game themselves. You know, that is one thing that I don't think anyone can evaluate about themselves until they're in the situation. And that's, you can't recreate that type of pressure in the outside world.
No.
Millions of people watching, and these questions, these six answers could decide whether you make $750,000. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of pressure for anybody, never mind a 21-year-old person. Yeah. So, great player. I would actually like to see her come back again. I think she's a good enough player where she could come back. I said last week when we talked about her, Tiffany's a great player to me. So that's my scale. You know, Tiffany and Xavier are great players. So I can't put her at that category. Mm-hmm. I got to put her at the good category. But I definitely think she's good enough. And I think she has enough personality to come back and play again where people would want to see her. Mm-hmm. So I hope we do get to see her, because I do think she'd play a different game now that she wouldn't have this mission. Mm-hmm. And it would be really interesting to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think so, too. But I think, you know, if you're going to go into it, Tiffany will probably be asked. But, you know, they may do either a coach's season. They may do a returning season like they did on 18. And I think if they do one of those type of seasons in the next, you know, year or two, next season or two, which they could totally do that next season. Because if you remember, James and Davon were on 17 and then came back on 18. So they could very well do that. It could be that. And so I think she could be somebody that you know, comes back. And I think Tiffany could. And, you know, she's in a situation where she's young enough and, you know, it's just missing school. So she may be able to be like, hey, I'll get school done, because she's obviously brilliant. So it's going to be like, all right, don't worry about school. I'll get that done.
Absolutely.
Let me go back.
Yeah, no, it was great watching her. We welcome her to the BB fam. I'm sure we'll be talking to her outside the house. We appreciate you guys joining us again. As always, it's a lot of fun. We're enjoying doing this. We're hoping you're enjoying watching with us. So again, thank you for joining us here on the Winner's Circle. We will see you next week.